other proponents of the bill?
How do you know? My name is Robert Bolton. I'm with the Maine Prisoner Advocacy Coalition. You may recall I was here last year trying to expand probation opportunities and lessen incarceration legislation last year. And we'll certainly keep trying to get that through. We know that it is widely proven that the victims of child abuse grow up to abuse their children. Institutional abuse that is practiced and accepted can only create a platform for those trying to perpetuate the abuse they received. Abuses are received in prisons are much too great to not make people, to send out people that are abusers and have great contempt for society at large. Now, there's been some talk about, from Mr. Gazowski, about what is excessive. You know, we're talking about these excesses. Well, in 1973, a consent decree was signed by Judge Federal Justice Janoux addressing the issues of access to male disciplinary procedural rights and conditions of solitary confinement, or segregation, specifically use the word segregation. Inmates were receiving months of arbitrary isolation and segregation, often 6 months to nearly a year. Justice Janoux placed limits upon those placed in segregation from 10 days for misdemeanors and 30 days for felonies. The inmate charged was entitled to be heard by the disciplinary committee on his request and be allowed up to 48 hours to prepare for this for the matter. He was allowed to choose an inmate or staff member to assist him in his preparations, a person approved by the warden, someone who would serve voluntarily. The inmate counsel at the time was recognized by Judge Janoux and specifically designated to provide names of volunteers approved by the counsel to the warden as counsel substitutes and staff to advocate and assist the inmate in their preparations and presentation. In the later 70s, another federal court order stated all inmate organizations, be they elected inmate representatives, or the JCs, Alcoholics Anonymous, or religious groups, all subject to the approval of prison administrations, and thus could be denied for the administration to deem them a security risk. In 1980, Director of Corrections Donald Allen led a lockdown at the Thomaston prison and disbanded the council, sending by punitive transfer to supermax prisons elsewhere in the country three members of the inmates' council. Warden Richard Oliver at Thomaston resigned in protest of the Augusta-led assault. This was the largest state police action in our history. When the Department of Corrections was separated from the Commission of Mental Health and Corrections to become its own commission, Don Allen appeared before the Governor's Committee as a designated choice of position of commissioner by then-Governor Brennan. Despite testimony of former Boys Training Center clients of abuse directly at the hands of Don Allen in the early days of his career as superintendent and his documented abuse in newspapers of the 60s, he was crowned the corrections czar, continuing to wreck repressive policies that now have inmates' rights, many of whom were adults having been subjected to his abuse earlier in the Boys Training Center. About 1985, the Commission of Corrections sought to have the judge new restrictions regarding segregation practices vacated. With no existing inmate counsel representative legal counsel on behalf of the aggrieved parties, prisoners, this was easily given approval by the justice system. In the early 90s, the segregation unit of the Maine State Prison of Thomaston was relocated to the Forest of Warren, to a new 150-bed facility entitled Special Management Unit, 6 miles away from the prison and well removed from the tourist Route 1. Segregation sentences returned again, not to be measured in simply months, but years. Before the entire prison was relocated alongside the Special Management Union, and within 10 years, prisoner Kenny Moore had been in segregation for approximately 18 months. Ken managed to get a hold of a razor, broke it open, and cut the word pain across his chest. Months late after that, he requested law books, which had to be provided for him. Wanted to tear out the pages, and somehow he possessed a lighter and attempted self-immolation. He lives with a scar for life. Michael James was in segregation over a year when he started backing up the length of his cell and running and ram his head into the food slot at the door repeatedly, often knocking himself out, but causing bald spots and permanent deep indentations in his skull. Following this, he would show his contempt for the guards by defecating his note cards and tossing the excrement of the slot whenever he could spear a passing officer. crowds who deliberately go by to receive this and then have pictures taken. They charge him with nearly 10 counts of assault, having him tried in Rockland to receive an additional 12 years. He is now in the Augusta Mental Health Unit and probably never to again regain sanity. Guards continue to manipulate prisoners, often threatening them with SMU to rat and form another prisoners, a coercion that faces inmates with a dishonor amongst the prisoner population, guaranteeing them to bring reprisals and harm. Denial of good time and participation in programs to receive early release are constantly used against prisoners by guards to achieve control and arbitrary manipulation. None of these opportunities are available to those suffering segregation, with no radios and limited or no social contact. We have the Maine Prison Advocacy Coalition request that the simple compassion of the standards as decreed by Justice Tenneau once again be enacted. The disciplinary rights and consent decree should again be resumed to assure due process, which if not by a reestablished inmate council, then members of staff or inmates chosen to serve as inmates as assistants and advocates by the currently established Long-Timers Group, NAAC, or the Prisoners Veterans Organization. We recommend that the Prison Board of Visitors review disciplinary cases and be mandated to review by appeal those inmates aggrieved to investigate charges of system abuse and mistaken segregation measures. Time in solitary is damaging and counter to the role of corrections. The limits established under Judge Tenneau under the Tenneau consent decree should resume. It was Senator John McCain who claimed that of all the tortures he received by those running the Hanoi Hilton, beatings, starvation, the broken bones, water torture, sleep deprivation, the worst was the unknowing of his time in solitary confinement, wondering when and if he would ever have human contact again. And I want to say, it was Fyodor Dostoevsky, author of a classic Russian novel, Crime and Punishment, that stated, the degree of civilization in society can be measured by viewing its prisons. The civility of our Maine State Prison measures very poorly. I have this material I'd like to submit to you folks. It documents some of the history of abuse in the state by some of the leading people. My statement I just gave you.
We can copies of that. I'm looking for other copies of that for all the members of the committee. You can do 20 copies.
Yeah, you're going to have to make some up. That's about 4 or 5. I'm going to pass around. I'm not sure. 6, 7. I think I have all my statements copied in other way for you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Are there any questions of committee members or
Representative Haskell, did I hear you say that you're going to give us copies of your testimony as well as some other material?
Yes.
Your testimony is in that.
Yes, we also have issues of our newsletter that goes into the prisoners called The Call.
Okay, thank you.
So that was the other.
Are there any additional questions? Thank you. I'm going to ask one more proponent and then I'm going to move to opponents.